"That's so meta" is a phrase you hear bandied about a lot these days. It's usually used to describe a reference by someone about themselves. Meta theater is a style of play that acknowledges it is a play within a play. Actors are aware of the audience and may interact with them, or acknowledge that they're actors and not the characters they play. Or they'll reference props, sets, location, etc. Playwright Lauren Gunderson takes meta theater to the extreme with The Revolutionists, her story of a French playwright's attempt to write an important play about the French Revolution. It's running now at 6th Street Playhouse through April the 7th. The play opens with Olympe de Gouges, played by Tara Howley Hudson, headed for the guillotine until she realizes that's no way to start a comedy. As de Gouges struggles with writer's block, she's visited by Marianne Angèle, played by Serena Elise Flores, the only fictional character in the play, a Caribbean revolutionary seeking independence for her island and an end to the slave trade. She needs de Gouges' help in writing pamphlets and declarations. A bellowing at the door heralds the arrival of Charlotte Corday, played by Chandler Parrott Thomas, soon-to-be assassin of Jean-Paul Marat. She's looking for a last line to utter after the deed that will be remembered. And they're soon joined by Marie Antoinette, played by Lydia Revelos, who insists she did not say that thing she's been accused of saying about cake and just needs better press. These four badass women challenge each other as to their place in history and the role of the artist in the world before meeting their fates. One remains to tell their stories. Director Lenny Dean has an excellent cast at work here. Hudson is solid as the insecure playwright struggling to find the right words for everything. Flores communicates as much with a look as she does with a page of dialogue. Parrott Thomas keeps her slightly unhinged character just this side of insane. And Revelos takes the cake as Marie Antoinette, managing to be both touching and hilarious. It's a breakout performance. The Revolutionists has interesting characters, great performances, and effective design work that are too often overwhelmed by Gunderson's need to wrap it all up in a meta-theatrical cloak. It diminishes some really interesting points about women in history and the arts. The play would be better if she had used a metaphysical guillotine and cut a lot of it out. The Revolutionists runs through April 7th at the 6th Street Playhouse Studio Theater in Santa Rosa. Thursday through Saturday performances are at 7:30 p.m. The Sunday matinee is at 2 p.m. For more information, go to 6thstreetplayhouse.com. From Second Row Center, I'm Harry Duke for KRCB.